How about those numbers around rates, eh? An average for the country of 15+%, some as high as 30, which of course leads to a couple of things. One, why are they so high? And two, how can we contain them? This is all in a report from Infometrics and economist Brad Olsen. He's with us later. Meantime, LGNZ VP Campbell Barry's with us. Campbell, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So I saw you yesterday standing with your hard hat on, your high vis, standing on that bridge in Hamilton, and I thought that looks over-engineered and I know nothing about bridges. Is that part of the problem? There's too much mucking around in councils and nothing actually gets done, and as a result the cost goes through the roof?
We know the main factor to the cost escalation that local governments face is the cost in civil construction. Bridges, for example, have gone up by around 36% over the last 3 years, 20% more than predicted. The same with roads and our water network. For us in the Hutt, for example, our capital program is 83% transport and water. So it's hard to control those costs unless you simply don't do the work.
But why is it 36% more? Do people just go, I'm paying him more and the petrol's more and the truck costs more? Is that as simple as that and council just put up with it?
Well, I think I'll probably let Brad break down the exact factors of the inflation that we've experienced over the last 3 years. But basically, when you look at it, it's 20% higher than what was predicted. There was always going to be a level of inflation that's expected, but civil construction costs have gone through the roof. But I'll certainly let someone else explain the intricacies of that.
Because we all got excited over 25A and the Coromandel, under budget and under time. If we can do it there, why don't we do it everywhere?
I think that it's clearly been a point in time of the last 3 years where those cost pressures are facing everyone. It's not just councils, it's also the private sector as well. There's no doubt when it comes to anything in the civil construction area. But on top of that, you've also got obviously general inflation, cost of servicing debt with interest rates going up, insurance costs, audit costs, all these things which are impacting councils significantly. Yeah. And they're not just wearing those costs, they are saying, well, hey, where can we find savings as well? I know most councils are going line by line through their budgets to see where they can strip things out, and they are doing that. Otherwise, we would be facing even higher rate increases.
Yeah, I've only got so much sympathy for that, because in Auckland this week they announced they're repainting signs into Maori, and you know, I mean, as culturally brilliant as that may be, we don't have the money for that, nor the time, nor the energy. Lower speeds in Northland, government told them not to do it, they're still going ahead. Bike lanes and speed humps, 300,000, pedestrian crossings, 500,000. Every time you hear a story like that, the level of sympathy for a council goes down to zero, doesn't it?
What I would say is that for us, for example, 83% of our capital budget is in transport and water. If you are going to make a serious dent into decreasing rates, that's where you need to look. And we know we already have a $51 billion deficit as of right now when it comes to infrastructure investment. So there will always be debates around what is a nice to have versus a must do. And ultimately, councils and mayors and councillors will be held accountable at the voting box.
Well, that's the other problem, isn't it? They're not, because no one votes. And that's on us. We don't participate, and that's why we get the councils we've got, unfortunately. Then the other thing you've got is, look, we need a greater share of the GST. I think I agree with you on that. But you're just re-slicing the pie. You're not growing the pie, are you? I mean, you know, you get the money from government. Government doesn't have the money all of a sudden.
Yeah, well, we think a range of levers are absolutely necessary. For example, for cities, congestion charging as an option would be helpful. Accommodation levies for those councils that have significant visitors come to their districts but don't have the ratepayer base to be able to cover that. Yes, a share of GST, I think, is necessary when you look at, local government tax has only made up 2% of GDP for, you know, the last nearly 100 years or so, whereas central government tax has gone up far, far more significantly. Right. So there is an inequity there, and that is a driver of why our system is broken. Yep. And the rates and debt way of doing things isn't sustainable. And I think we're acknowledging that, and that's why we want a conversation around how we change it.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.